I'm sitting with Stephen Colburn, who's the project lead on the Joda of Joda Time, and I wanted to ask you just to tell us a little bit about Joda.
Well, the Joda Time project is basically a new library that's intended to allow you to replace the date and calendar classes within your own code. Many developers curse, I believe, the date and calendar classes within the JDK. There are many issues with them. The date calendar class obviously came in with JDK 1.0. It should have been an immutable class based on modern design principles, but it isn't. So you've got all of these deprecated methods for getting and setting the values. And then in JDK 1.1, they introduced the calendar classes, which are fine in terms of you can get results out, but they're not terribly object-oriented. You're having to do get and passing in constants. And you're still having to remember, of course, that the month starts at index 0 and doesn't finish at, you know, so December is not 12, December is 11, and all those kind of things have to go through your brain all the time. Plus, there's a second issue with the calendar classes, and that's that they actually tend to have quite unusual performance characteristics, and quite a lot of bugs have arisen within the calendar class. And that occurs because internally within the class, it holds two kinds of state. It holds the state of the individual fields, day of the week, day of the month, year, and it also holds the state as along in milliseconds. And it's constantly converting between these two different kinds of state, and it does it at random times, effectively. It's not actually random times, but it can appear to be random times. And this can introduce all sorts of crazy performance situations. So if you call the calendar class and you call the get method followed by the get method followed by the get method, it's really quick. But if you call set method followed by set method followed by set method, it's really quick. But if you do get followed by set followed by get followed by set, it's really, really slow. And that's what happens when you've got these dual internal states. I think it's basically a problem that many programmers are familiar with in terms of just having two different kinds of states. So what Joda Time does is it comes along and provides an alternative to the date class and the calendar class. But it doesn't just stop there. When programmers need to represent a number of milliseconds, a duration in milliseconds in their code, they'll normally just use a long. If programmers want to represent an interval of time, normally they just have to have two fields and one labelled start and one labelled end. So what you actually end up with is a lot of code in your own object model that is got just JavaDoc to kind of describe its purpose. So what Joda Time does, not only is it the date and calendar class replacements, but it's also going on and having classes for intervals, for durations, and for time periods. What I mean by a time period is a high-level view on time. So that is like 9 years, 3 months, and 2 days. Whereas a duration is the low-level scientific view on time, which is a certain number of milliseconds, and that those can have different effects when you're adding over a daylight savings time boundary, for example. So every year, if you've got daylight saving time, one day in the year is 23 hours long, another day in the year is 25 hours long. If you're using a period object which says it's a day that you want to add, then you'll get the right result out no matter what the end result is. So the key point about Joda Time is it's effectively a complete view over the whole date and time domain and providing a complete set of classes that cover that domain.
Okay, that's great. So you also mentioned that there's ways, and that people may not realize that the ways in which date and calendar are actually broken. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Because of the dual internal state problem that I've mentioned, it tends to cause lots of bugs in terms of the actual implementation. And if you actually go and search the Sun's bug database, you'll find that there are many issues which have come up as a result of this. Just as an aside to that, I should also mention there's also the date format class, which has its own issues because most programmers will create a date format, perhaps cache it in a static variable and reuse it. But in fact, date format is not thread safe. So if you're doing that, your program is broken. You need to be creating date formats all the time. But getting back to calendar, there's a particular bug which I always like to mention on calendar, which caused a problem in our own production systems. We have a system where users can enter their date of birth, and we obviously take that date of birth and we create it into a calendar object to store it, or we used to. And some customer came along at one day and they entered a date which it was something like the 1st of June 1945. And this system was running in the UK time zone of Europe/London. The problem is that the Gregorian calendar object rejected this date. The user could not have that date of birth. Hmm. And when you actually dug down into the problem, what it turns out to be is that in 1943, 1944 and 1945, the UK didn't switch 1 hour into the... didn't have a 1 hour in the future daylight savings time. It had 2 hours. So the summer was 2 hours ahead of the winter. And if you actually look in the Gregorian calendar class at the top, it actually has a list of restrictions on each of the individual values within that class. And the restriction used to say you can only have 1 hour in the daylight savings time field. So as soon as it said 2 hours, it blew up the class. It was illegal. And the same problem has also hit the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where there are time zones which are 14 hours ahead of Greenwich Mean Time. But these same restrictions at the top of the Gregorian calendar class restricted it to only allow 12 hours ahead to 12 hours behind. And these are the kind of insidious little problems that are there, and they're fixed into the design, and there's not really much that can be done to change the class now in any kind of backwards compatible way. And that many people just won't come across most of the time. So most of the time you're sitting there using the Gregorian calendar class. It's awkward, but you are at least getting the right results out. And then one day you'll come to use the time zone for the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and suddenly it'll break. And you won't really understand why. It's a crazy situation.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.